Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
December 9th sees a change in the rules, or maybe a change in the application of the rules on the importation of cigarettes and tobacco into Ireland. To enlighten us now, we're joined on the line by Owen Corry of Travel Extra and of all things travel related. Hello, Owen.
Good afternoon, Katie. Apologies for my voice. It's a little bit ropey, but we'll get through.
You're soldiering on, Owen.
Absolutely.
Okay. Tell us, what is the current situation with importing cigarettes and tobacco?
Pretty simple. It has been unchanged for more than, since the 1940s, 200 cigarettes is your allowance. You can bring 200 cigarettes, which you buy duty-free, into the country. A little bit more complicated if you've bought it within the European Union in an ordinary shop. But duty-free, which applies to the neighbouring island and to countries like Switzerland, Norway, places like that, you can bring 200 cigarettes in. What is changing, December the 9th, and it's only a couple of days away, is that previous policy in Dublin Airport and in the when customs in Cork, Shannon, and in the ferry ports was that if you had more than 200, they would confiscate the extra cigarettes. Now they say they're going to confiscate the lot. So you bring in 600, you lose the 600, not 400, as was the case until next week.
Okay, so people were chancing their arm in the past and knowing that they would be able at least to have some cigarettes coming through, but now the lot will be taken off them.
Absolutely. And people chance their arm because you can get cigarettes very, very cheaply. You know, you can get it for six packs of 200 for $40. Even, you know, I've seen them are $24 in some of the Middle Eastern airlines that I've come through. So people will say, well, I'll get my 200. Okay. The next 200 is only the cost of one packet of cigarettes at home. So let's try it. Bring it to 600, 800, over 1,000 in some cases. The customs officials pretty good at spotting it. Their technology in their hands at the moment is improving by the year. But they were saying that a lot of people were chancing their arm and they just want this to act as a deterrent. If the limit says 200, stick to the 200. The shops also, by the way, they'll sell you little packs of 400 and 600. They're trying to make a few bob off it, and that has become pretty much the norm. Unless you've got three adults over the age of 18, you shouldn't be bringing 600 cigarettes into the country.
And the actual amount of cigarettes that are seized, even as it is quite substantial, isn't it, Owen?
I think what's been happening is that the big guy, you know, the people who are bringing in tens of thousands of cigarettes, the customs get onto them fairly quickly. Bags are scanned. You know, if you've a bag in the hold, it's going to be scanned. They're going to be fairly adept at finding that. I think the latest move is more on the, you know, the ordinary smoker who's just chancing their arm, going for 200. Extra 300 or 600 extra, and customs will publish the amount of cigarettes that they seized in a year, and it is colossal because cigarette smuggling is big business. The reason it's big business, very clear to all the listeners, is they're becoming more expensive. They're being loaded with extra tax because of the havoc they play with health and with the health services.
Indeed. Thanks for that. Good for people to know that now going through the airport. That's Owen Corry there of Travel Extra.
Always a pleasure, Katie.
Thanks, Owen.